9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
What up, y'all? Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to our WOW Watch Along and Post Show. We're going to be talking episode 340. I think it's called, what is it called again? Deceitful Divas. Ooh, okay. Sounds like a lot of drama. But I'm not alone. I'm TK Trinidad here with Christina's in the building. How are you doing?
Hello. Doing great. I know. The title got me. Deceitful yes. Divas. Here so, for the flurry.
Here for it all. So for you guys who are watching along with us, you can watch it on Hulu now. You can watch last week's episode on YouTube and, you know, all that good things. And it's definitely worth the watch. So many things happening. Also, you can check out, we did an interview with David McClain and Santana Garrett that happened 3 weeks ago. And then we also did an interview with former WOW champion Powell Mayfield. And that was a really great interview as well, all on our YouTube channel. But right now, we're going to get into all the drama. Are you ready, Christina?
I am ready.
All right, let's hit it.
And hit it. Okay.
So, speaking of Santana Garrett, she is the one that's approaching. It's so crazy to think how... the longevity of her career, and she looks like she's like 25.
She does. I know she really does.
But I believe she's been wrestling since she's 15. Her father was a wrestler, so she, you know, comes from a legacy of wrestlers.
Okay. Yeah. They just did a recap of last week's match that I was very impressed about.
Mm-hmm. So she's calling out Classmaster and Samantha Smart. Samantha's been an OG of WOW, too.
I know, right? She's letting us know.
Mm-hmm. an equity boost? Oh my goodness.
Wow. I know, aren't they always hitting people with rulers?
Mm-hmm. I love how Samantha could figure out different ways of doing a white jumpsuit.
Right? It's like different variations.
Oh.
Not slow learners.
All right.
Next week, world champions. Santana Garrett versus Classmaster.
Yeah. I wonder if Tormenta, because she was maskless for AAA, I wonder if she's going to be maskless eventually for a while, too.
Ooh, that'd be interesting. We can't wait for that main event.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia Sanch.
Did they say the main event tonight?
So what?
Oh, Miami Sweet Heat. I thought.
Yeah, the main event is the tag team.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
I like Sylvia Sanchez. I wish they would push her a little more.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What
I was like, her, wait, I like her.
Her tag team. What up, Zach? How are you doing? How are you doing? Are you watching WoW with us? What was her tag team name? Was it Las Banditas, right? Sylvia Sanchez?
Las Banditas.
I feel like I can't remember who her tag team partner was, but maybe like we do need more tag teams. So maybe kind of like let's have a replacement. Just a suggestion.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd have Tormenta do more like promos.
Yeah.
Cause I swear in AAA, even and now in WWE, she's doing promos.
Mm-hmm. She's also like, I can't explain it. She looks different, like in a, like not in a good or a bad way, just different.
Right. When she was unmasked, I didn't even know that was her.
Right.
I don't know if it's her hair.
Maybe.
Something. Oh, shit.
Oh, running knee, Sylvia Sanchez to Tormenta.
Ooh. That was a quick roll up. Okay, okay. I wonder how Tormenta and Sylvia Sanchez would be as a tag team. I kind of like the idea.
I do too. But here's the thing. They can't have different gear. And you know.
Oh, wow, no. The gear, we already know. The gear got to coordinate. Someone's got to either put a mask on or something. I want one of those little things that they have in the audience.
Oh, those. Oh, yeah. I wonder if they're having another
while we watch the show, I want to be doing that.
I know, right? I wonder if they're having another TV taping soon.
Ooh, I know. It's my goal to go to one. I feel like I've missed them all.
Yeah. It's quite a great experience.
Choking her on the rope.
Is he just calling out the ref for a lenient Julio Rodriguez?
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. All right. Tormenta now is.
She's firing up.
Uh-huh. I don't think Tormenta's ever been the champion. I feel like that should be something that
she almost was,
well.
But she was eliminated.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, backbreaker.
Ooh.
Or, you know, Sylvia Sanchez and Gigi Gianni would be a good team too. Give more to Gigi to do. There we go. Will she have another chance? The thing with Tormenta is that, so Tormenta for the W. The thing with Tormenta is I think the last time she was close to being champions, Beast was standing in the way. The Beast was standing in the way. And the Beast is no longer around. So maybe, it's her time.
Right? Because if Beast is there, it's going to be Beast. Beast, if you can hear the sound of my voice. It's gonna be you.
David did say that he does want her to come back. So you know, who knows? Ooh.
Yeah, Gigi Gianni and Sylvia Sanchez. I can see it.
So main event is Mimi, Miami Sweet Heat, and Holly Swag and Penelope Pink.
Who do you have for that?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's hard.
The question is, are they still part of the Fab Five? That's like another question. Because if Miami Sweet Heat wins, does it tear apart the faction in like on a whole? Because I feel like they're the only
torn apart.
Yeah, I feel like they're the only faction. I don't think everything should die. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like they were a great faction. And you know what? Yeah, if you were to break them up and then what?
I like to see Natalia part of the Fab Four.
That would be a really, really great forbidden door, but I don't think that's, I mean, I know what? Anything.
It's my fantasy.
Who knows? Anything is possible. We've seen Natalia all over the place, so.
Right? I feel like Natalia. She's like.
She would be like her and Lana Starr, like the verbal back to back would be really good. Like determining who would actually be the lead for
like the managers. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like she wouldn't be as like part of the tag team, but she'd be like maneuvering. I can see that. I mean, Talia's been everywhere, so I like her being everywhere, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think, 10 years ago, this was, like, never a thing. And the fact that we can see her at different promotions. I mean, the Forbidden Door for a lot of things, except for AEW, for obvious reasons, is possible. But AEW also has a Forbidden Door with other promotions as well. So it's just the crossover to those top two that are not happening. So it's just, we'll see.
Almost makes me like her more when she's in the other promotions.
Well, you know, watching her at Raw and it's kind of wonder if she's helping with backstage stuff in addition to. But you know, why not? Why not have fun?
Right. I like to see Natalia like do like UFC.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to see that. Not like, yeah, no, I don't want to
see. I want to see her like, cause I don't know why, but like, with like the storylines, I just feel like they haven't like really done it for me recently for Natalia. But like when she goes into a promotion where she's, it's like more heavily on like the fighting, I feel like she does like better for me.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I don't know.
Let's see if David can make Natalia offer she can't refuse, or make WWE an offer she can't refuse. Yeah, that's that's the real thing.
Ooh, Natalia and Power Slap.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Can you imagine? I can't wait to see Holly Swag and Power Slap.
Yeah, Holly Swag and Power Slap. There's a there's another girl we interviewed, Zoe Dubois. She's in Power Slap as well. Yeah. It's a lot of slapping going on. Couldn't be me. Good luck to them.
It's my non-guilty pleasure. I just love watching Power Slap. It's amazing.
Oh my goodness. So the Brat Pack. Well, wait, where's the rest of them? Gigi Giotti and BK Rhythm. Like, where's what's it called? Not Ariana Grace.
I'm blanking.
Oh my gosh. I'm forgetting both their names, but there's like four of them.
Yeah. It's because they don't match. I don't remember who's part of what.
Just like
someone, either Gigi Giotti needs to start rapping or something.
Ooh. Man, I think Tonga Twins did that. They actually called out the Bellas, but they had a match the other day. But I really did miss them with, they had something going before they left, but it is what it is.
Mm. It is what it is. We have the her name is Island Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I haven't seen Tiki in forever.
Yeah, I think she was injured.
Oh, I'm like, where's she been at?
Oh, the Island Girls. Okay.
Ooh, hold on, everyone, be quiet.
Oh, wow.
Not a coconut tree.
Okay. Oh yeah, she did get injured too.
So oh, Kalaki, what was like her name? What is?
And about the band life, Tiki Tomorrow.
Yeah, I wanted to know. I want to know more. I want her to do like a TikTok series.
Yeah, it's interesting. They just make sure that they do the not so great resting breaks in other places other than the van. Mm-hmm. That was my takeaway.
Okay, Teeks.
You know what we haven't seen either in a minute is Keita Rush.
I was just thinking about her. I think she just posted
her gym. They're moving her gym. Yeah, it's gonna be moving.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, you see Tiki's knee, she has like a brace on there, so she's probably out for injury.
Dang. Ooh. Beer to the abdomen. So.
Ooh.
Ooh. Almost.
Do you think if we separated the Brat Pack, Gigi, Gianni would actually be in a viable position to win the championship?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not too convinced just yet. Oh,
shenanigans.
Shenanaroo. Cheater. I was like, what are they chanting? Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I'm stepping over her. So far, who do you have for the match?
Ooh.
Just so far.
I kind of feel like the Island Girls. Has BK Rhythm ever, not BK Rhythm, the Brat Pack ever won tag team championships? I don't think they have.
I don't think so.
Because technically they've been around longer as a tag team. It's true. Just obviously, as we discussed before, the just mismatch in the gear makes you not want to like believe or put them in that tag team position. But if they come out as a winner, I believe that they'd be great for tag team.
Oh, yeah. Oop. Ooh. Ooh.
There it is.
This might be it.
The Brad Pack with the W. But mm-hmm. I feel like it has to be for something. Like, we have to see them in that tag team picture
right.
after this main event, of course.
I want Gigi Dionne needs. She needs a bit of rhyme.
I can almost see BK Rhythm in top tier.
I never thought about that. I like that.
Sandy Shore up next with Fury. And actually, first, she was caught out, called out by Paola Mayfield. Paola said she wanted to get her some Fury and have a match with her. So we'll see how that
Ooh,
goes.
Against Fury?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Let's see. I think who would be your right now? Who would be your WoW fantasy match?
I've been campaigning for Jungle Girl to do her last match, her last hurrah. And I actually even said it to David when I interviewed him, and he kind of like I don't know if he took it into consideration. But yeah.
Hope he was how do you know?
Right.
I'm trying to think of mine.
Like Jungle Girl, I feel like I would love for her to start through the whole locker room, like the new girls and the old girls, like Kida Rush. So yeah, I think my dream match is Jungle Girl event against everybody.
Jungle Girl against everybody, period.
Mm-hmm. What about yours?
Gosh, I'm thinking right now. I was like, it has to involve the Beast. And like, who hasn't she fought?
The Beast? I think she went through the whole locker room.
That's what I was gonna. I was like, wait, I think my fantasy match already happened.
Yeah, I think she went through the whole locker room.
Ooh, my fantasy match would be cross promotional, so it would be the Beast
mm-hmm.
and Jade Cargill.
Oh, that would be a good one. Mm-hmm, I wonder what, because she did. Speaking of Beast, she did that show called Mr. Beast. It was funny because when the fires happened, I was staying at a friend's house out of the way of the fires, and I saw her pop up. I'm like, oh my gosh! So she was on that show, but it's since finished. So I wonder what her what she's doing now.
Yeah, I wonder what she's doing. Ooh. Because originally, I think when we interviewed Beast, my fantasy match at that time was Beast versus Bianca. But I think now... Mm-hmm.
Her versus Jade?
I would say Beast versus Jade. That would be nuts.
It would. And probably... Well, I mean, I feel... Can't you make characters on 2KO?
Can you?
I don't know. Because then that would be the for my video game folks. Yeah, let's make that happen.
Someone in the chat, let us know if you can do that.
Yeah. What restaurant is this?
Makes me hungry.
Oh, Red Lobster.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay. Makes me hungry. I haven't had that in a long time. Wow.
The mean streets of Los Angeles, California. That's my dog's update on her because she's in a calendar. So from the mean streets of Azusa, if you guys are familiar, for those that are familiar with Azusa, there's certain
pockets, the streets mean in Azusa?
Nah, it depends. Certain streets, not a lot of streets. Certain streets, not a lot of streets.
Okay, Fury.
All right, who do you have for this one?
Ooh, I'm pretty sure this is Fury. I got Fury.
Yeah, same.
She has like, she gives me a sense of fear, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they have a third member too? They did have a third member. I can't remember who it is. Yeah.
Let me see. Crystal Waters, Sandy Shore.
There was like another chick like two weeks ago.
Oh, shoot. I don't remember.
All right. Sandy Shore and Fury are underway.
All right.
Fury needs, and actually didn't Fury have it was another, she had a tag team partner in like a kilt or some sort, like a month or two ago. I wonder what happened to her.
She did, didn't she? Let me see.
Yeah.
Wow, Fury tag team. In a kilt.
It was like a kilt, and she was also like a rocker chick as well. It wasn't Razor. It was something. Rebel, I think it was.
Oh, Rebel Hayes?
Yeah.
Rebel Hayes. Ah, yes. Yes. In the kilt, yes.
in the kilt.
What happened to Rebel Hayes?
Ooh. All right, Fury is dominating.
Fear. I liked her with Chainsaw.
I think we saw Chainsaw when we first started, though. Like a couple, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Chainsaw and Angelica Dante, but Angelica hasn't been there.
And then Voodoo too. We haven't seen her.
What happened to Voodoo?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Not again. She might be injured.
Oh. Wait, let me see. Who am I thinking of? Wow. Beauty doll? You know who Voodoo doll reminds me of? She was just released by WWE.
Who?
God, who? WWE. Kaden Carter. She's been Kaden Carter reps.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like an unhinged, like even more unhinged Kaden Carter.
All
Ooh. Okay, she's trying to make a comeback, but I don't know. Ooh, that was close. Right. I was like, wait a minute.
Sandy Shores.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Ooh, Sandy Shores now.
Dominating now.
She was dominating. Not anymore.
Ooh, never mind. Spoke too soon.
There it is. I think we both called Fury, right?
We both called Fury. Yeah, there we go. Fear.
All right, here we go. The main event is coming up. What would happen if Holly and Penelope
lose?
And does Penelope, like, I feel like, not Penelope, I feel like Holly swag is the reason why this, the faction's getting fractured. So would she get kicked out?
Unless they lose, they realize she was the problem.
And yeah.
Come back together.
Like, everything was fine until you came.
Okay. I want to know what Lana Starr thinks about this. Let me get some wow swag.
I really need to get some too.
There should be wow. They should have like a power slap.
A wow power slap?
Yes, can you imagine?
Maybe we should have like a WWT power slap, which just means that we all get to slap Cedric for his birthday. I think I'm for that.
And I want it televised.
that's what should happen.
We can make that happen. Shouldn't be too hard. I like that. WWT.
Put that in the chat for the guys who watch the rewatch. If you want to see this, today is Sed's birthday, so make sure you go and wish him happy birthday, but then also say power slap time.
Power slap time, yes. My god, WWT power slap would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Except no one slaps me.
That's what I'm saying. We all get to slap Sed.
We just only slap Sed.
Yes. That sounds I'm for it.
I think the vote is unanimous. Oh wow, it can incorporate different kinds of matches. I don't know. I feel like that makes it fun for me.
Yeah, like, maybe if they were to do like a cage, I don't know if they have done a cage match, but a cage match would be really fun.
Yeah. Like a cage match. A rumble.
Mm-hmm.
What's the match where there's two people fighting and then there's people surrounding the ring, and then when you get kicked out of the ring, they beat you up and put you back in? Is that Lumberjack?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Maria, how are you doing? Are you going to be joining us for WWT Live coming in like 2 hours?
2 hours. I'll be taking a test.
Oh, that sounds not like fun.
Nope. Lumberjill match.
A Lumberjill match.
David, get me on creative.
I don't know. I mean, it feels like there's enough WoW superheroes to have a lumberjack match, but there also doesn't feel like there is enough, like in one taping.
They might not be all like in one spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love a lumberjack. That's one of my favorite matches growing up. I don't know why or what that says about me, but the lumberjack
match. I mean, you also wanted to beat up your grandmother. So, I mean, there's.
I didn't say I wanted to. I said I would if I had to. That's a difference.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll
if take there was a good reason, but I can't think of a good reason.
We'll take your word for it. All right. All right.
Bless her.
Oh no, we got you, Maria. We knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, lumberjack. That one would be amazing. And a rumble. Cause that makes it fun for me to switch it up instead of just the regular matches. Ooh, Sibley.
And she loves her some jean stuff, I'll tell you that much.
She loves her some, what is that called?
The Canadian tuxedo. Yeah.
That's you. Mm-hmm. Do you wear that?
I actually wore it the other day. I went to the comedy club with one on. So, yeah.
Oh, period. You're like, actually, yes.
I love a good little jean situation.
They were interesting little matchup. But international relations, they could have been called.
The fact that she's smiling, I think you guys need to fight this out in the ring. by the way,
I love a twin versus twin match.
Do you?
I do. You know how I feel about family conflict. The trailer park.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Main event time.
Wondering who I have. What do you have? I'm trying to think. Mine.
I feel like Miami Sweet Heat's gonna take it. Mm-hmm. I feel like Holly Swag's gonna eventually get kicked out, and Penelope Pink is going to. What she really wants is the. She really wants to become WoW World Champion again. Mm. So, I think that's what I.
Did you see me just drink my water with the cap on? That's crazy.
See, look, there's Jungle Girl. Why are they showing her? What's going on with this?
Yeah, wait.
No, we haven't seen Princess Ozzy in a long time either.
We need to bring back those prison people. The orange jumpsuit people.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Oh, that was dramatic. Huh.
Ooh, I can't wait. I do agree that I think Miami Sweet Heat's gonna win.
Me too. Maria's saying she misses Jungle Girl. So Jungle Girl, just FYI, she helps in the back with the girls during the taping. But yeah, every time I went to the Wild TV taping, she was there. So she helps the girls in the back, but it's just kind of like, she said she could go again, but that was like maybe 2 years ago. So yeah, I feel like, you know, give Jungle Girl a chance, David.
Does she help like?
It's kind of like an agent. Like what I think she does, like what Gail Kim used to do for TNA.
Oh, okay.
I wonder, like, this is like more a marketing commercial thing. So the commercial that they're showing, so we're watching season 3 episode 40, Deceitful Divas on Hulu, but there's like a lot of male heavy commercials. So I wonder if the demographic for WOW is more men than women.
Interesting.
So, you know, just
it will be male heavy or female urinary incontinence.
A lot of questions.
I'm like, oh. Maria in the chat. I remember when Willow was a WOW girl a long time ago.
Yeah. She was something called something candy. If you go to our YouTube shorts, I actually have David talking about Willow Nightingale, and he said that he always knew that she was a star. So yeah, Eye Candy, I think her name was. Oh. Yeah, she only did one season. Thunder Rosa was on the show as well. Kiara Hogan was on the show for a brief time too.
Kiara Hogan was on the show. Yeah. That's right.
So yeah, there was a. I mean, WOW's been a. I don't want to say a gateway, but you know, it was a nice. I think it's been a nice landing for some girls before they go on to different promotions. California closets. All right. So wait, who do you have for the next, for this main event?
I have Miami Sweet Heat, but I'm trying to think of what I do like your idea of they kick out Holly Swag, but I'm thinking, I feel like Sweet Heat's going to win. And then some type of, you think they're going to win clean?
You think they're going to win clean?
Or dirty? Oh no. Take it away, Kid Marie.
Yeah, I feel like they have to. They've been oh no. They've been tag team partners since birth. How can they not win?
True. Oh, we got a sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord.
So does that mean Lana is not for Miami Sweet Heat either?
Right? No, because she's with the other two. Match hasn't even started, TK.
I kind of do like Holly Swag's hair. It's kind of like a gray and pink. Cute.
With a pink.
Or platinum and
pink. I like her fluffy pink hat. I want one of those.
Oh. Oh.
Okay. I'm waiting for the power up from the twins.
Uh-oh. Oh my goodness. Double knees to the face.
Oh.
She turned her back on her own mother.
Maybe she had a good reason.
Did she?
Maybe.
I'm sensing some the good reason I'll beat up my family for you.
That if there's a good reason, which there probably isn't, but if there is.
Oh.
This for the tag team championship. Oops.
Oh. I mean, she was right, Miami Sweet Heat. Turn your back on your mother. Like, why wouldn't you want to break up family? Because you don't care about family. So that's they're kind of right in that. Oh, but I understand Penelope Pink's motivation.
Holly Swag is the kind of person that like steps on the sidewalk cracks on purpose.
Is that even a thing anymore?
I think so. Ooh. Getting choked out.
Why is she taking a picture? Okay, so it's, yeah, the faction is over. Lana's beating her up too.
Love shit.
I guess that's it.
Has Lana not beat her up before?
No. See, yeah, that's what David's saying. I wonder what the motivation for Lana is then, too. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, Holly Swag.
The hitch and ditch. Ooh.
Hitch and ditch.
I wonder if her mom's gonna get involved, Big Rig Betty.
Ooh.
To save her daughter.
They haven't made up yet. Or at least this would be making up.
Right.
She's like, I just can't bear to see my daughter get.
Or maybe she takes the loss and then that's where her mom comes in.
Like to console her.
Right.
And then they hug it out.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think this is going to end well for either team.
Going to have to be used. Actually, Holly Swag's mom could come out. That would be good. That would be interesting.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yep. Told you. Oh, yeah, winners by disqualification. I knew some shenanigans were going to happen.
So, but they don't have the titles.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well.
Oh, no. Her box, her what? Sock of Rocks?
Oh, shit. Is that a what now?
Is it Sock of Rocks, I think.
A sock of, not a sock of rocks.
Did you see, like, it's a sock with some, like, something heavy in there?
Oh, like a soap bar?
I don't know. Oh, well, there's the breakup of the faction.
Yeah.
My thing is, if I were to do like post, we are doing a post show, but like a post interview, what is Penelope Pink's motivation here? Because I guess, but you know, you're essentially turning your back on people that you've been with for a long time for Holly Swag.
True. But she's still with Lana. But Lana's still there.
Right. But then what's Lana's motivation too?
That's true.
Interesting. Interesting.
Dang, I thought it was going to be Sweet Heat. Look at me.
All right. We are at the end of the show. What was your overall think liking of the show?
Overall, I liked it. I said I would rate it. Seven?
Yeah, I think it was a solid seven. You know, seven. We had We had Sophia Lopez against Tormenta, which I think was a really, really, or sorry, no, so former clients of Sophia Lopez, which I know Sophia Lopez had cancer, so I know we haven't seen her back, but I'm sure we're going to see her eventually. But Tormenta versus Sylvia Sanchez, so that was a really great match.
That was a good one.
But the thing is, with that, I just wonder what, and Tormenta came out with the W. I wonder if it's, you know, her, what's the end goal? Because I definitely do want to see her back in the main event picture as far as Women's Champion. Then we had Tiki Chamorro versus, how do you say this again?
Kalaki?
Kalaki, the Island Girl. So they are a tag team now versus the Brat Pack. The Brat Pack came out on top. Again, you know, Holly Swag and Penelope Pink, they won because of disqualification. Do they run it back again, or does a team like the Brat Pack actually have a chance? Because they've been around and together for a minute, at least 3 or 4 years. So
it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. So again, another thing is like, okay, well, what's going to happen with this? And then we had Fury against Spring Break 24/7, Sandy Shore. Fury came out with the W.
It's going to be Fury.
Yeah. But then again, what happened to, what is it called? Ruby Hayes. Like where is she at?
Where'd she go? Gone?
Yeah. Because that could be another viable tag team. But, you know, it's still a great match. And then we ended off with our main event, Miami Sweet Heat versus the current tag team champions, Holly Swag and Penelope Pink. They won by disqualification. So what do you think? What do you think is up next? And Maria, you said they are a good team. So I said a bunch of teams. So who let us know which team you're talking about.
Let me see. I guess. I'm trying to think because I think Miami Sweet Heat is definitely going to get the titles back, but it has to be under like some sort of.
Do you think so though?
I think so. Would they be pushed individual?
Well, I don't think so. I think Lana has been the factor. Like they're a great team, but I think Lana Starr has been the factor as far as why they get into the title pictures. And now that Lana's not necessarily part of their team anymore. And yes, I agree with Maris, Sylvia Sanchez. Yeah, they were a really good team. The Las Benditas. But now that Lana's no longer pushing them anymore, Miami Sweet Heat, will they actually have a chance and become successful? Because Lana Starr is like kind of the organizer as far as the people who get the wins. So I don't know if they're going
to need Natalia to come and be their manager.
Well, let's like we put it in the universe. David, you heard us. Make it happen. You've been around for a long time, so why not? But yeah, now I think about it because Lana Starr has been like the orchestrator for all this. So now that she's not. It's kind of like Sophia Lopez, you know, before she had her health issues, she was kind of she actually was putting her clients in prime positions to get those championships. And now all her clients or all her former clients, they haven't succeeded. So, yeah.
More managers. We need more managers.
We need more managers. But I would also rate this like a solid 7. Great matches. I think for me, I just always want to see where's the end goal? You know, the end goal doesn't need to happen now, but tell me
I just want to know where we're going. And then I feel like lots of times I leave and I'm like, I don't know.
Right. It's just kind of like, I'm not the person who gets in the car and just starts driving. I'm not that person. Let me know where we're going. And then I'll get in the car. So, I just don't hop in the car. It's like, oh, we're just going to go. No, we're not doing that.
We're just going to go for a drive.
Yeah, no, I don't. No? That's not me. No, less so because now I'm calculating time. Like, how long is this drive? Is this drive 3 hours? Is this drive 20 minutes? If it's 3 hours, I need snacks. Like, there's
do I need to go to the bathroom first?
Right. Yeah. There's like, do I need a sweater? There's a lot of things happening. But there it is. With that being said, you can catch us next week. Christina, where can everybody find you?
You can find me here on WWT when the stars align for WOW Watch Along and Post Show, and for WWT Live when the stars align.
There it is. You can follow me everywhere at TK Trinidad. Catch me on WDP Live today. We also have our AEW Dynamite watch along and post show happening with Courtney tonight. Our SmackDown post show as well. So many different things happening, some original content as well. So definitely check that all out. All on Women's Wrestling Talk on www.talkpod.com. Thank you guys so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WWTalkPod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.